Smart, informed, connected. It's Nadine Higgins in for Kate Hawksby on Early Edition on News Talk ZB.
It's 12 minutes to 5 here on News Talk ZB. Foreign Affairs Minister Winston Peters is calling for maximum pressure on North Korea. He has just returned from a meeting in Vancouver where he met up with 20 other foreign ministers that were discussing what to do about the rogue state and, of course, its nuclear threats. Ross Morant is a former National MP. He's been in North Korea quite a bit lately, and he is on the line with us this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
I understand you were actually in North Korea when the whole fire and fury comments came from Trump. So maybe you could just start by telling us what kind of reaction that elicits from this somewhat rogue nation.
Well, it didn't seem to have any impact at all on the people in Pyongyang, and particularly when I was in Beijing a day or so later. The Chinese television was ridiculing Mr. Trump, and even Trump's own generals were saying this is not a good idea. We've got 50,000 troops in South Korea and the people there, of course. And so the whole thing didn't go down too well at all, either in North Korea or in China.
Can you read too much into the reaction of the North Koreans? Because do they really get free to express what they really think, or do they have to toe the state line?
Well, it is different. There's no question that it's the same if you go to Saudi Arabia and say uncharitable things about the leader there, not a good outcome. And so there's no question that there are pressures up there for compliance, but it is not as bad as the Americans say, and that is what I've been there twice now, and so there's an exaggerated interpretation or information.
So you mean the living conditions of the locals are not as bad as the media portrays?
No, I mean, again, I didn't go to there, South Auckland, but of course we bring tourists to Auckland. We don't take them into South Auckland. But there, yeah, no, it's not as bad. I could go on and on. It is not as bad as it is portrayed.
You mentioned China and their reaction to the fire and fury threats. Is that the key here, that unless they and maybe Russia are on board, that there isn't much that can be done that isn't already being done to haul North Korea into line?
I think you hit it right on the nail there. That's exactly what's happening up there now, in my view, is we've got this thing called the international community. Well, it actually has no legal standing at all. And it is a thing that's emerged since America has realized it no longer controls the UN as it once did. If we go back, the UN was set up after World War II to do precisely what this international community thinks it's doing and be an international policeman. So, therefore, it's an entity with no standing. It's a lot of poodles that follow America, and regrettably, New Zealand is one. Under Helen Clark, we did not follow the Americans as it appears, as if we did under John Key, and it appears we're going to with Winston in the driver's seat. But what, this solution, more sanctions, is starving a nation any more humane than napalm or carpet bombing, as the Americans and New Zealand did in Vietnam? And this gets to your point. China and Russia have said that they will not use starvation as a mechanism to force compliance. So in my opinion, all this international community group is doing is driving China and Russia closer to saying, well, party's over, we're not going to support any of the sanctions that are being put on there. This is no way to resolve the problem.
I guess the most progress we could probably look to is that North and South Korea are going to appear at the opening ceremony of the Winter Olympics under the same flag, and they're going to have a joint ice hockey team. So maybe it's not so much diplomacy than sport that's helping. Thank you, Ross. That is Ross Morant joining us to talk about North Korea this morning. It is coming up to 7 minutes to 6 here on News Talk ZB.